This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here we go. Think. Aim. Fire. From the absolute palatial enclave that is my little hole-in-the-wall studio, I bring to you Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and tactical trainer Bob Keller. Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up? What's up?
Good afternoon. I want to ignore the obvious and go right to some good news, Bob. I need to apologize. I didn't make it to your gamut challenge. I
have You're not forgiven.
Stop. Tell us about the day and tell us how it went.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I mean, you got to see it last year, so you kind of know how it goes, but it's just fun to watch people gut it out and keep going and, you know, and not care about winning or losing and just doing it for their own personal gain. It's really fun to watch.
It's 20 miles of rucking and running and shooting.
Yeah, so what Lee's talking about is the gamut challenge that we have down at RangeWorks. And I basically I set up a new event every time for different shooting stages, different ruck routes, different running distances, obstacle course, other obstacles within the event. And yeah, it's about this time because it was hotter than heck out there. Kind of got screwed with hot weather in November down here, so I kind of backed it off a little bit for the ruck and the run distances, but they still did probably over 23, 24 miles total in over 2 days, either rucking, running, or going in between stages. About 19 different shooting stages overall in 2 days. And then, like I said, an obstacle course and different obstacles throughout the event.
So they paid you to do this, correct?
Yeah, it's really quite funny. Well, and I used to do the same thing. Even when I was at the unit, we would go to like these big adventure races and pay money to go do them. You know, it's kind of unfortunate that you have to pay money to motivate yourself to train sometimes. But it really is like we would use it. We would do the adventure races that didn't have shooting, and that's why I think this one is such a cool venue. Because it basically is an adventure race with shooting. But we no kidding, we'd get teams together and sign up for them and go off duty and do these. Because not only it keeps you up on your skills for like land nav and other things that they're putting into the event, but it kind of forces you because you, no matter who you are, you're still going to want to do good, like placement wise, you know, like you're going to want to win, you're going to want to get second. So it forces you to get your butt out there and train. And yeah, it costs money to do that.
So when you say land nav, is this land nav with a map?
Well, the ones that we would do, they would have land nav where you're actually doing it with a map, no GPS. We do not do land nav. It's just for me with volunteers and keeping track of everyone, in order to have them come back and do the shooting stages and not have to worry about people getting lost. The ruck routes are all, you're just following flags. So I put flags on the ground and you're just following flags.
I'm going to tell you a story right quick. So when I was in the Army, I was in mechanized infantry. And during World War One, my unit did they were in a running away, like a Monty Python, run away, retreat from somebody in the Vosges Mountains. I guess it was the Germans. So to commemorate that retreat.
Oh, I think you were telling me about this.
My unit, my unit would road march 135 miles in 3 days.
Yeah.
To commemorate that unit, of course, we were young and stupid, and we thought it was okay. But we were thinking about our forebears and our unit. I'm sure our forebears and our unit, if they'd had nice, lovely mechanized infantry vehicles like we had that had heaters and all this other stuff, they would have said, "Hey, I'll ride." I guess it's that infantry mindset. Let's use the pedestrian route, shall we?
It keeps you tough, though, you know? It's kind of like a legacy thing, even though you're probably not going to happen.
It keeps the bottoms of your feet tough, yeah.
Yeah.
It absolutely does, yes.
Build character, too.
No, it builds no character whatsoever. I was hanging out with the medics, and I had 500 milligram Motrin, and you could hear all that was in my rucksack was 500 milligram Motrin on that march. And I'd be numb from my spinal column down, and I'd be covered in moleskin all the way up to my knees.
How many participants, Bob, and you're going
to
do?
Well, you know, I'm actually, if we have a second, I'm going to take a chance to, because I need to do a video on this, but to get the word out. So there was 48 people that actually signed up for this one, and I think they only had 27 people show up. And it's just crazy. I think what happens, people sign up, you know, a year in advance, they think they're going to get in shape, and then I send out an email like 2 months out, and they're like, "Oh, I haven't done any rucking. I haven't ran. I've dropped." So then they end up dropping out, and that's why I need to put a video out. A lot of people, I think, are intimidated, maybe even a little bit scared to do the challenge, because it is, if you do the whole thing and you are busting your butt, it's grueling. I mean, it can be the hardest thing that a lot of people have done ever in their whole entire life. But it doesn't. You don't have to do the whole thing. Like, you do as much or as little as you want as a contestant. So even if you come and you're 2 miles into the ruck and you're like, you know what, I'm spent. You just sit down, we pick you up, and then we bring you to the next event. But you don't have to do every single event. Like, you can literally sign up. You can literally sign up and just come and do the shooting event. You wouldn't even have to do the running, the rucking. You wouldn't have to do the obstacle course. Like, if you didn't want to do the rucking, but you want to do the running and you want to do the obstacle course, you can do that as well. Like, you're just out of the running for the overall win.
Did you have shooting from a moving vehicle again?
No, we didn't do that. That probably will come into play. So I try to mix up the events every single time. So no one can game it, you know, and come back and like, oh, I know exactly what to train for. So that, like, the movement from the vehicle or shooting from the vehicle, that'll probably come in, you know, either next one or the one after that. But, yeah, pretty much all the events are always going to be different. So, and that's kind of another cool thing about the challenge.
Coming up on the first break, Gamut Resolutions, gamutresolutions.com. You can go to the training and schedule, which... That's what they're referring to is called the Gamut Challenge. Look, there's a nice young lady with a rucksack that she could fit into. rolling along on this thing. I've got an idea for this when we come back. Gamutresolutions.com. Lee, of course, is the investigative reporter, the only one for our Second Amendment Foundation. And you can find him at Armed American News and gunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And one thing that I was going to suggest, Bob, you know, not all of us are young enough to still, you know, some of us have breached the age where we can afford the cheaper car insurance now. You need to have a gamut challenge for the senior citizens.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, you ought to do it.
I heard that a couple times.
Some of us, and here's the problem. I love some of these things where they talk about, well, you know, old people, they're the most dangerous people because they can't run. So they're going to kill you. And, you know, I'm in touch with that emotion. I'm 61 years old. I have less cartilage in my knees than you probably have in the smallest joint of your pinky. So running, rucking, all that other stuff that I used to do when I was a younger man, now that's sort of relegated. But you know what I can do? I can ride a mean mountain bike because it doesn't impact my joints. Is that anything you'd ever look at where you look at these things and you say to yourself, some people are going to have alternative means of locomotion?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have time to do any more than what I'm doing right now. If I ever stop, like, doing the classes all over the country, then I could spend more time on competitions like that or challenges that, you know, like the one I just did. But yeah, definitely. I mean, that is something I have thought about. I try to do multiple ones. And it really comes down to when you're doing these things, it really falls on volunteers. I mean, if you don't have volunteers to help out with all the events, the event doesn't happen. So.
I see golf carts in our future.
Yeah, right.
Golf carts. You go golf cart from event to event, and you just shoot, and then you get in your golf cart. That'd be the way to do it.
We could gear them up like those technical vehicles they use in Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got another singles coming up January 21st, 22nd. Unfortunately, Lee and I will be at SHUT Show, so we can't attend. All sales are final if you join that for that, and there's a reason for that, because if you die right beside the location of the event at RangeWorks Fort Meade, Florida, is a pig farm.
I've been waiting for this, Bill. Switching gears, I've been waiting for this because this is going to blow your mind. Hey, Bob, how many shooting positions do you teach, and why?
Oh.
How many shooting positions?
Yeah, like kneeling, standing, laying down.
Oh, I don't ever do that. I'm not. Probably everything I always said. There's nothing wrong with shooting from those positions, but me personally, the reason why I don't do it in my classes, if it was like a specific class that I was setting up and someone wanted to practice that stuff, then whatever. But like in my classes, the reason why I don't do it, I think it's a waste of time.
You hear that, Bill? All the time that we spent in the kneeling and the prone, none of it is, he doesn't teach any of it. And this is the important part, for you and the listeners. Why don't you waste your students' time teaching this?
Yeah, and I say it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time in my classes. It's not a waste of time in training. There's nothing wrong with doing that when you're training. Like, you know, you got all fundamentals down, you got your standing position down, like that is, you're 100% on that, then obviously, you know, working from supportive positions, barriers, kneeling positions, prone positions, there's nothing wrong with that. That isn't a waste of time. It's a waste of time in my classes, because if I have people doing that and you're talking about that, it's taken away from doing what I would say your constant in a gunsight, right? So I don't like to take away time from that. And the reason why I don't incorporate that into my training, the likelihood of you being able to see what you're shooting at when you're in the prone position or kneeling position is probably never going to happen. Like, even in the cityscape in Florida where there's no elevation, pick a target somewhere downtown, look at that target, and now get in the prone position and see if you can still make a shot in that position. Most likely, you're not going to be able to. You have cars in the way, you have curbs in the way, you have benches in the way, you have bus stops in the way, you have mailboxes, you know, whatever. When you get in the prone position, you usually cannot see what you were looking at earlier. And that means you can't get sight picture. If you don't have sight picture, you shouldn't be pulling the trigger.
Right.
So That's the reason why.
So, yeah. Like, in urban combat, isn't the prone position at nearly as bad for the shooter as it is for the person he's aiming at? Because of, I mean, propping yourself up on asphalt with your elbows? You just about have to be completely covered up with elbow pads and knee pads. I mean, am I right about that?
Trust me. Well, you are, but trust me, you're not going to care about that when bullets are coming by your feet.
Well, maybe not that first one, but after I get done and I've broken my elbow, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die. You know,
that's the reason. There's nothing wrong with shooting for a season. But I've literally, in my whole career, I've done one speed reload in my whole career on target, and I have literally gotten a prone position one time in my whole career on target.
Everything else is shooting standing up.
Either standing up or using cover and, you know, barriers.
Right.
For support. But yeah, I mean, the one time I got in the prone position, we were in an open field, started taking contact, immediately had no clue. Like, it wasn't even part of our target that we were going to, and all of a sudden got opened up on. And I think, like, your first reaction out in the open, you have no cover to even run to. What do? Like, first reaction is to get down on the ground, right? And that's what I did. That's what everyone else did. And it was tall grass. So right when I got down the prone, it was like immediately, like, well, that was stupid. Like, I couldn't see anything. Right. And then I got onto my knee. Still really couldn't see where the fire was coming from. Well, how I am, I don't shoot unless I actually can see a target, right? So eventually, to actually see where the rounds are coming from and to start making shots, I had to get to my feet, because that's how tall the grass was. So not saying it wouldn't happen or couldn't happen, but in my experience and even training, usually when you get in a prone position, you can't see anything, or even in one position. Yeah, shooting from vehicles, if you're not using, like, the side of the vehicle and you're trying to, use, like, stay behind it, if you're in a kneeling position behind a vehicle, you still can't see where you're shooting at.
Yeah.
You know, you eventually have to get to your feet.
And the amount of time you waste getting down and getting up.
Yeah, it's just lack of situation awareness, which is huge in gunfights.
Huh. I love that point, because nobody else is making that. Everybody else is shooting from different positions. And you've been in more gunfights than anybody I know. And most of the time, almost all the time, always standing up on your feet.
Hang on, yep. Guys. I was too busy listening and taking notes. This is Think Ain't Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Although Democrats could still lose their majority in the House and Senate, Republicans are not winning as many seats as some expected. Despite this, Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says she thinks both parties shouldn't read into the results too deeply.
Everybody just wanted to say we were going to lose all of these seats. And if you were talking to people across the country, there were razor-thin seats across the country, and you're now seeing that.
The Georgia Senate race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker remains close. But Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensberger is announcing it will take a runoff election to determine the winner in that race.
There is one race in our state that is going to be moving to the December 6th runoff. That is the race for the United States Senate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker.
USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. I'm clicking on his links at Gamut Resolutions. Looking at Audi gear right now. Bob,
good stuff.
$395 for a pair of pants.
they were one of our premium sponsors for this last kind of challenge.
But the equipment, though, those plate carriers and the pouches, I love that stuff.
I'll tell you what, that's another great thing about the guys coming to events like the one I just had. Is
right.
Just an awesome way to do a kit shakeout. Yeah, it was crazy. Not that we have a lost and found table, but it ended up being a lost and found table. Like all the magazines and the pouches and the kit that other people had found on, you know, during like either the rucks or the runs, or events. It's because most people don't do stuff like that. And for that long a time, and when you're training on the flat range static position, you know, the kit that you buy and the kit that you're wearing, it feels comfortable and you're like, yeah, this works. And now you incorporate a 10-mile ruck. While wearing all that stuff, that's when you really find out, you know, how good that kit is, or how is it actually set up comfortably to where you can actually do it 10-mile run. So it's a really good, and I get that feedback. I mean, we did that, you know, all the time. Anytime you get a new piece of kit, we'd go out for like, and we kind of create events like this, you know, for like a half a day or a day, just getting after it, going over anything we could think of, but just to see if how we place that new piece of kit on our existing kit, if it was actually going to work. So I get feedback on that all the time. Like, oh man, I need to buy this and this, or, you know, this product really sucked, or this one actually worked, or I had my holster here, but that totally sucked after 3 miles. So it's a really good way to do a kit checkout.
So what was coming off the most? Mags?
Mags. Yep.
And let me guess, they're Hydex mag holders, and they're just popping out.
Yeah, I'm so busy during the thing. I wish I had more time to actually ask. Yeah, but I mean, I sat at the table, I was just laughing to myself. I went by and I saw all this gear on the table. I'm like, what the heck's all this? And they're like, this is all the stuff that people keep bringing in that they keep finding. But that's awesome because then you know, like, okay, I need to add more attention. You know, to like static wise, you're like, you want everything to be fast. You want to be able to get to those magazines really fast. But then when you're actually doing it for real, well, which that is basically doing it for real because you're actually moving long distances and running with that stuff on, it shows you if you had to do this for real, how easy magazines could pop out, which in an event, no big deal, right? You just buy a new magazine. In a real life situation, you lose magazines, that can be devastating.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to learn that right. In an event and not learn it real life.
Well, it's like Bill said last week, you know, you go back to the genius of what was the basic LBE, good magazine pouches. When they're properly closed, nothing's going to fall out of there.
With a lid.
Yeah, it takes a little while longer.
Yeah, man, I actually kept those flaps on some of my mag pouches when I was overseas. Like the ones that I was just going to, if I did have like a spare one not on my kit, I would actually keep, because most of the guys, including myself, most of the pouches, we just rip those and cut those things off, you know, and put some Kydex in there for the tension. But I would have, depending on my kit setup and what we were doing, I'd have like one or two mag pouches that actually had that big flap that went over and Velcroed down so there's no way I could lose that magazine.
When you would be in a firefight, did you ever were you ever in a position where you had to do one of those flip the rifle and throw the magazine 15 yards to your left and then snatch a spare one and stick it in there? Could you retire behind cover and pull up your flap and save the magazine?
Absolutely. And that's what I said, like static wise and competition wise and being on the clock, everyone wants to be fast. And you never know, that could be the difference in a gunfight. You never know. But yeah, pulling up a like Velcro flap and getting your magazine under behind cover, that's not really costing much time.
No.
You know, to actually be able to retain that when you're doing stuff aggressively. So,
I have been able to mount my OGX Keller modular sling you were kind enough to send me.
Pretty neat, isn't it?
Have you actually been in the range?
I have not because it's on a DMR type AR-15, and to me, going out and taking something like that and saying, let me zero this at 25 yards, just sort of seems like it's defeats the purpose, so I'm trying to find a range to go out on. Now, I have carried the gun around the house, up and down the stairs.
Okay, I like that. I like it.
And that's pretty good. That holds it pretty steady. If I were to throw it, if cool. I were to throw it to my left or my right while I was walking, that would be okay. That would be an okay way to carry it. Good sling.
Yeah, it's surprising the transitioning from the magpul to bobsling. You know, your first impression is, man, this is so limp. But then you transition from side to side and side to side, and you're like, man, it doesn't get in the way. We've been conditioned that we need these big, thick slings, you know, like the old leather ones. And you really don't. It just gets in the way.
When you look at a guy like Bob, who shoots for a living, right, and he shoots, he could get one of those and wear it out to where it's nice and it's got give, and it's not wore out, but it's more than broke in, right? Because all of these guys, Bob, do you shoot in the regular sling configuration, or do you just throw it up there over your shoulder and it's just around your neck then?
What do you mean the regular configuration?
Like where the in a 2-point sling with me, it's underneath my left arm and, you know, over my right.
Oh, it's always around your arm. You're saying you just put it around your neck?
Well, that's where I see all the other, you know, rock stars.
I know. Yeah, it's a good point to bring up on, which I do in all my classes.
One of those stiff slings will just saw your head off from behind.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be doing that anyhow. I don't know where that came from, and it's been in the last 3 years I've really seen a lot of people come to my classes doing that. And I was like, why are you putting a finger on your neck and not around your body? And, you know, it's like, and I've even heard people say, it's kind of gaming the situation. So if I do have to do a transition and they have a 2-point sling that's around the neck, well, now they have enough slack to do the transition. They don't have to spin their hand through to create that slack. And that's one thing if you're on the range doing that. But operationally, the reason why we wear slings overseas is to keep the gun with us. Like, you put that sling around your neck and you do cheetah flips down a mountain, even with a helmet on, good chance that sling's, you know, that gun's coming off your body. We didn't wear slings overseas to detransition from rifle to pistol, even though that, yes, would be needed. And the reason why we wore slings is to keep the gun with us at all costs. No matter what happens to us, if you're getting blown off a building, you're falling down a mountain in Afghanistan, when you get to the bottom of whatever happens, the gun is with you. That is the reason why we wear slings. So, all right. Putting it around your neck is not a good idea.
Hold right there, because we're coming up on the last break, because this is going so fast. I'm taking notes. Anyway, you can find Mr. Keller at gamutresolutions.com. You can find Lee Williams at either gunwriter.substack.com. He is the sole investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation, and he is the only writer at armedamericannews.com, in addition to being co-host with Mr. Keller here for Think, Aim, Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is
I got a phone call, and I had to promise the guy that I'd get his questions in.
Go for it.
This is from Rob, the SWAT guy, who will know who I'm talking about. Bob, what distance is your AR, is your optic on your AR zeroed at, and why?
25 yards.
Okay.
But I think we probably talked about it. I have nothing against the 50-yard zero, 100-yard zero. What's the ideal zero that someone came up with, like 33 yards or something like that?
Yeah.
I could care less about that. I do 25 yards. Why? I mean, I looked at it like most of the stuff, most engagements that we would do, you know, 60 yards and in. And if you're doing CQB stuff, that's even way closer in. So to me, a 25 yard zero makes sense. But those guys on my team, because no one told us what we had to have. So there was some guys on my team that liked 50 yard zero. Some of the recce guys, they would have, even on their assault guns, would have 100 yard zero. There's nothing wrong with wherever you zero. You just got to know your holdouts.
Yeah. And then he had a follow up. Are you going to teach vehicle tactics at your range? Are you ever going to teach vehicle work at your range?
I would never say no. If anyone had a team that wanted to do vehicle tactics, absolutely could do it at the range. I've done a couple of classes already.
Okay, so they should just contact you privately and work something out.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. We have one other question from Alex in, I always screw this up, in Kissimmee, Florida. What does Bob's personal range day look like? What does he practice on? That's a great question.
Going back to operational or going back to me as a fat old guy now?
I'll let you decide.
So back to when I was operational, besides like team training, troop training, me personally, when I'd go to the range, 95% of it was ready up drills, static. There would be times, so we were very fortunate to have ranges really close by, and we could shoot whenever we wanted to. My typical range day, I would say no more than 30 minutes on the range. So there'd be one or two things I wanted to practice. I'd go hit it 150% for, you know, 25, 35 minutes, and then I'd be done. And the next day I'd hit something, I'd work on something else. So now if I do go to the range and actually shoot, if I have time to do that, it's still very uphill, static position. I'll incorporate a little bit because I know I'm not going to have time to do it every day. Incorporate some moving and shooting after I get. So I always start off slowing fire, doing everything perfect, doing everything right. For a couple, two or three dots, I know that I got the accuracy down. And after that, I'm just always building on speed, or at least trying to maintain the speed that I have. Once I have that, then I'll maybe work on some steel, work on the clock, maybe get moving and shooting a little bit. But then when I get done, and I'm even now that I don't shoot every single day, that one time every 6 months I go to range, when I am done after maybe 3 hours max on the range, when I'm done doing, like, especially working on speed, I'll always end doing everything right, everything perfect, everything accurate before leaving on dots again, doing this ready up drill, coming out of the holster or doing a ready up drill with rifle. That's pretty much it. I can't say ever, but very seldom do I ever set up drills, like running and gunning drills, if I'm practicing by myself.
Yeah. Why is that?
It just takes too much time to do it. Like, if I know I can, if I'm fast and accurate on that, I know I can do it when I'm running and gunning. I mean, nothing really changes. So I'd rather spend the time working on accuracy and speed on dots than spending time setting up a drill. You know, like setting up a big drill takes 30 minutes to set up, and then you run through it. Especially in classes, you run everyone through it. Well, that's another 30, 40 minutes down that people could have been pulling the trigger on that or something else. You know, so I'm not saying it's a waste of time, but I prefer still, like, maintaining those fundamentals, knowing that I got the accuracy, knowing that I got the speed.
Well, and that's what separates your classes from some of the others, I think. And you're not spending your whole weekend waiting in line.
Right. Exactly. And
you're shooting.
I think a lot of people know that that's not important stuff, but it's the sexy stuff that people want to see, so they incorporate that in their classes. Like, they're scared that if they do the boring basic stuff, no one's going to want to come back to the class. And that's where I differ. I don't care what people think. I'm going to teach you what I know works, even if you like it or not. I'm not going to incorporate sexy stuff just to get students.
Yeah. Yeah. And then have your students spend the whole weekend waiting in line, just standing around and BSing with other students.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. That's, I think, what's missing. But that can't be said enough. Go and learn the fundamentals, learn how to shoot well, get your speed going, and let the other guys wait in line. And you know what? What I like is the coaching. If you're supervising a drill, I'm not getting any coaching. But if I'm there, you're catching everything I'm doing wrong.
Yep.
I'm shooting. And I think that's the big point. Anybody can run a drill, but, I mean, it's the coaching that really comes forward in your class. And, Bill, you're going to find that out too, man. Bobby doesn't miss a damn thing, trust me.
As long as I don't get to hear a bunch of war stories about, you know, back in the NOM or something, I'm good to go. Back in the NOM,
We need to set that up for you guys coming to a class.
Yeah, definitely. You need to get down here, Bill.
Well, I mean, the way things are going, I told Lee this, Bob. If a few more things change, I'm going to be calling Bob saying, find me a realtor that can find me a place between your place and Bob's.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm in South Carolina where it's thought to be relatively red, but,
we're still good down here.
Yes, I know.
We are.
You guys lead the way. Florida rules. Florida rules. RULZZZZ. Florida rules. So, I mean,
all you got to do is be able to take the heat.
Yeah, but I live in South Carolina. I'm sure I can take the heat. I've been
stationed, there you go.
I've been stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, Bob. One question I want to ask, though, about you were talking with all the questions that Lee is throwing out there. So for your zero, that's more of a realistic urban combat zero, the 25-yard zero?
Yes.
And your weapon, are you running something that is telescopic or just a red dot?
No, I just do red dot.
Just a red dot.
So, yeah, you could what if situations all day long. What if I'm in Afghanistan, I'm happening to be pushing out where things are up in the mountains and you got to push out to 300. Now that red dot's really going to suck, right?
Yeah.
So you never know, like trying to, someone is like doing a 1x6 or something, not only the bulk and the weight of it on the gun, the amount that I'm using it, and I am just slower acquiring when I'm using something like that, or even like a flip up and down, pre-buy, you know, behind the red dot, nothing wrong with those, but the added weight and the bulk to it and the amount that I used it, it just wasn't worth it for me. So you never know if you should have had it or could have had it, but I would always, no matter what, it was always red dot for me. And I, when I was operational, I could still have really good eyesight, so it didn't affect me that much. But it's different for us. Most of our stuff would land on the air.
Well, I mean,
so we're landing on the objective, so everything's going to be close in.
Yeah. Running out of time, guys. Thanks very much for joining me. Lee Williams.
Heck yeah.
Gunwriter.substack.com. Mr. Keller's website is gamutresolutions.com.
Yep.
Go check those guys out. Go check out what they write. Check out what they're teaching. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is going to be, we're going to geek out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.